Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the At Budges podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. And we are here a week out from the Taylor Swift tribute band experience.
Where there were only children and their mothers.
Yes. Oh my God. I talked all about this on You Up. I was basically like, we got there. We were drunk. Everyone was 9 years old.
And we were late.
Oh yeah. We thought it would end. We thought it ended at 11. It actually ended 15 minutes after we got there.
Oh, you were only there for like 15 minutes before?
No, we were there for like 30
maybe
something.
30.
We heard like three or four songs.
I only heard two songs. And when I heard from outside,
I was wasted looking for Sammy. I was looking for her all over the place.
I actually thought you were fucking with me, like as a prank. Because
I mean, that sounds fun, but that wasn't what I was doing.
It would have been fun. That's why I was like, maybe she's fucking with me because she like wants me to be upset that I don't get to see Taylor Swift.
And well, like, you were
I could just see Taylor Swift. Right, but you know the cover band.
I thought she was pretty good cover.
Yeah, I mean. She was.
I thought so too. When she was wearing sunglasses, she really did look like Taylor. But when she wasn't wearing sunglasses, she did not look like Taylor.
Do you think it was a wig? I think yes.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And also the outfit was very much. It was like a copy of an Eras outfit.
Yeah.
Aileen, I thought you were putting the kibosh on Taylor Swift conversations.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about our lives. That was. Yeah. We went to the concert.
It was fun. Ish.
But, then what was really fun though was going after to like a bar restaurant ish down the street.
Was that
the only
really
part you were there for, Sammy?
Yeah, that was really fun.
I was there for ten minutes of Taylor Swift.
There was a musician there who was playing the
That's
saddest
what I was getting.
Music.
I kind of liked it,
like Hallelujah.
He was playing like Hallelujah. I'm like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah,
Sammy, how did it compare to the real thing?
It was different. You know,
I
wasn't
there.
It was much easier to like get home, a lot less walking. You know, when you go to that tour, you have to like stand for like
any concert though.
No, but it's like another level because it's like a 3.5 hour concert, and then getting out is just like the worst.
Does the real Taylor have an opener?
Yes, she has different openers for every. Well, she switched them a few times, but like the who her openers are is like a pretty big deal. Like Phoebe Bridgers was an opener. Now Sabrina Carpenter's an opener. And there's like people think that she picked Sabrina because of her like fake beef with Olivia Rodrigo. So it's like, you know, she has openers. Who else
are there
her openers?
Many kids?
No, there's
in the real
no,
concerts.
No, there's way more adults. It's mostly adults.
I guess that makes sense. Because I wouldn't pay for my kid to go to that concert.
No, like, I mean, there were like children there. They were like they were probably 6 to 7 years old up to like maybe 9. And it was really interesting to see. I thought everything that happened there was interesting. Like the kids and just like trying to remember myself at that age. And like how all the girls were literally just wearing white.
Yeah, I was looking at their outfits.
High top Converse. Yeah. Like a sea of white top Converse.
And sequin
the only
skirts.
Difference. But that was for the show. But like the sneakers, either some were like on a
or
platform
Nike.
And others were
when we
were, yeah, or
when
Nike.
We were in middle school, we would wear the same exact. We all
Things
wore the
too.
Same thing.
Yeah, we like wore like
North
Pumas.
Face jacket.
Yeah, Pumas.
Yeah, Pumas. The other thing that I thought was weird about this was that people were screaming at the front, throwing the bracelets at her as if she was actually Taylor.
That's the Taylor Swift economy.
She's obviously a very important person in the community.
And then the children, after the concert was over, were running on stage collecting bracelets.
You know, their prefrontal cortexes are not developed. They don't.
I mean,
know
it's
what,
okay. Just because it's not the people go and sit on a mall Santa's lap.
That's even
grosser.
Not the real
Santa.
David Morgan.
There is no real Santa. You can't buy tickets to see the real Santa.
I know, but it's like, you know, they're pretending he's real. They think he's real. They're excited. When you go to Disney World, the kids like think the characters are real. They're like, yeah, they're going to act as if
they're... spend time with the real characters of Disney World either. Like,
there are none.
Because they're cartoons, Jordana.
Well, no, but they're like people dressed up as like Cinderella.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only way you can experience Cinderella as a dress up. Like, there is a real Taylor Swift, and like the real phenomenon, like the whole bracelet thing, is like the experience of seeing Taylor Swift. But like, this is a secondary
market.
She's so far out of reach
that she might as well not be real.
Well, she used to invite people to her house for secret sessions. Like, and that they would meet her and she would play her album like for this secret group of like 250 people.
I don't think these kids should hold out for that. I think they should pretend this is the real. I think they should pretend this is the real Taylor.
I thought it was like interesting that the kid, like people, and it wasn't just kids actually. It was like
and their
older
moms.
People. No, I mean like the people that were screaming for the bracelets.
Who?
In the front, it was like a huge group. You weren't doing it.
No, I know. I missed that part. I don't know when this happened.
But I just thought that was like cool. But anyway, it was fun. And then we listened to Hallelujah in a completely different vibe and ate like pretzel bites.
Those were really good. I think this is more fun though than like the fake Santa, because you get to like listen to the songs and dance to them, even if it's not her singing them.
The two experiences aren't one-to-one.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know what Taylor should do? Taylor on Ice. Or like, Taylor shouldn't do it, but there should be a Taylor on Ice.
I'm sure there will be.
I'm sure someone's pitched it
off Broadway Taylor musical.
But on Ice,
something.
The kids would love it.
Do you think it would cheapen her brand, Holly? Yes, she says it would.
I mean,
she hasn't done a Broadway show. Put
someone
it that way.
Someone has to do it.
She's going
to
do a Broadway show when she's on the decline.
Guys, do you want to start a cover band? Three of us? What band would be?
Patti Smith cover band.
Yes, Patti Smith.
Three Betches Movers cover band.
We do it all.
We do it all. Should we talk about the Golden Globes? Because she was apparently she had like the most security at the Globes. Like she was walking through. She looked great in her green.
Loved her dress.
She didn't win. How do you feel about that, Sammy? She didn't win.
I don't think she deserved to win. I think that if
she was
she
nominated
Barbie.
For?
Had a new category called like a cinematic achievement.
That was just made for Barbie.
Yes, probably. And also for like all the action movies and like the Marvel movies that don't ever get nominated. But it's for like movie fans genuinely would go to this movie for it.
It's like box office wins, but not necessarily like a high quality film.
Yeah. So she was up against Barbie. And I think if she had lost to anyone but Barbie, because Greta Gerwig is her friend, she would have not taken it well.
Let's talk about the Globes and what you thought about the winners, the losers, the snubs. First of all, Barbie was fully like snubbed.
Minus the cinematic achievement.
Well, that and which was.
I don't think it was snubbed. It wasn't like an Oscar movie.
This is the Globes.
I know, but like it wasn't even really. Those are the Globes. If you win the Globes, you're like more likely to win the Oscar.
Right.
That's kind of how it works. It's like sort of a preview of the Oscars.
But I think if anything, like Greta Gerwig thought that she was going to get something. Maybe not Margot Robbie.
Right. Billie Eilish won for that song that she wrote.
That was good.
For the end.
I really liked Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig's like shared dynamic in their speech. I'll say that was a high point for me. Also, Kieran Culkin's speech was good. He
Succession
was Roman.
Killed it. Swept it all up.
Couldn't be happier for Sarah.
I was really happy for Tom.
And Tom.
Yes, Tom deserves that in that last season. Although he wasn't really a supporting actor because he was a main character. So interesting how they decide who's supporting and who's not.
They do it for who they think will win what. And they kind of base it on like a little bit of like the screen time. But it's when it can go either way, it's like an ensemble cast. And Kieran Culkin deserved to win it. Like, I think he stretched himself in a way that those two did not in the past season. Because it's based on the last year, not to like the whole series.
Right.
So I was, if Kieran Culkin didn't win, I kind of would have been a little bit upset, honestly. So apparently our in-house pop culture fact checker, Jordana, watched the entire Golden Globes. So can you recap it for us since you did that?
Yeah. Opening monologue, not funny. Not like offensive, just not funny. All the jokes were like pretty basic standard. You threw in like an Ozempic joke, but, you know, everyone's white. Like, it was very, I would say, if you like Googled like generic Golden Globe speech.
Right. Offensive in their lack of originality.
Right. But I mean, this is not to say anything again negative against Joe Coy. I think that like it was a little awkward just because he was defending himself during the set, being like, I only had 10 days to do this. You guys are laughing at the ones that I wrote, which I thought was like a little weird. It was just like a little
uncomfortable. Comedians are insecure. I think that's like,
I mean, he was not doing well. And then he made the joke about Taylor Swift in the NFL, which was like, again, not that funny, but not that offensive. She seemed unamused.
She should have like just, you know, it wasn't funny. Just,
like, it wasn't that fun. Here's the thing. If it was really, I didn't almost blame her for like her resting bitch face because like it wasn't that funny. If it was really funny and she didn't laugh and everyone else was laughing, I'd be right. Like, you're annoying. But it wasn't. It just wasn't that funny.
I thought she just looked more mad than either the offensiveness or the like lack of funniness of the joke.
I didn't get mad at all from that. I thought because the joke was really like stupid. What there are more people like the cameras panning.
It's a compliment
to her.
Yeah.
Than,
it just wasn't
than
funny.
The NFL. So I thought she's like, oops, sorry. Like, not what am I supposed to do about that? Like, I thought that was the reaction rather than like, so mad you're talking about me. Like, right. I was like, you know what I mean?
I don't think it was offensive. It just
at all.
It just wasn't at all interesting.
No,
I don't know.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Okay, what else happened?
Okay, I really liked Emma Stone's dress and she won. For that movie that I heard was weird, but I kind of want to see now because it won a lot of awards.
Oh, I want to see it so bad.
What is it called?
But I'm not going to go to the theater.
I also want to see Anatomy of a Fall. Now.
Same.
I'm a big Emma Stone fan. I feel like she doesn't get talked about enough.
Emma Stone is like, I think, Hollywood's true sweetheart. Like, I think if all the actual people in Hollywood were voting on like secret ballot of who is just like kind of the actually most beloved, it might be her.
She's very inoffensive and, you know,
from what we know.
People also really love Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. So yes. Jennifer Lawrence is kind of back on her.
I prefer Emma Stone to Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is trying harder than Emma Stone, I think.
Yeah. I thought Jennifer Lawrence was funny because. Yeah. I think she has a more like out there personality. Like, she's more out of pocket, unhinged in the complimentary way.
Emma Stone more below the radar.
I thought it was very surprising that Jennifer Lawrence was nominated for No Hard Feelings. Like,
that was very surprising.
Did they run out?
Like, I did. As much as I was just talking shit about Jennifer Lawrence, I thought that was like a pretty funny movie. I really enjoyed it.
I saw it. Yeah, it was enjoyable.
I didn't see it.
Nominated?
Nominated makes no sense. That was very weird. But it was like, it was one of those movies where I was like, this is going to be really stupid. And then I was like audibly laughing several times throughout the movie.
There were very funny moments. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's maybe why she did that thing where she's like, if I don't win, I'm leaving. Maybe because she knew that it was like kind of a silly nomination.
Like her character almost.
I didn't watch it, but I thought, yeah. I thought that was funny with the title, like No Hard Feelings. If I'm not out, I'm leaving.
Right.
Just pause. Did either of you see Anyone But You? I'm dying.
No.
The Sen Sweeney Glenn Powell.
No, I haven't seen it.
No, I
really
want
to see it so badly. It needs to be on streaming. Anyway, back to the red carpet, yeah. Jordana.
Emma Stone loved her dress, loved her vibe. Was just very. I haven't seen her movie. So. Okay, then there was the Timothée thing with Kylie, which is, I think, the other big thing that we need to talk about. Kylie looked great. I don't want her there, but she did look good.
She was really under the radar, though.
She was, but I really liked her dress and her makeup. I thought this was like a really good look for her, but I wish she wasn't there.
I just think it was interesting to see her play like girlfriend in this like realm that she isn't in. And so she like sat under the radar and was just kind of quiet, even just like whispering to her boyfriend, her lover, Timothée. And like they sang to each other that they love each other. It was just kind of like the same as Wimbledon, where they were just kind of like enamored with each other as like teenagers. It was like cute.
It's weird that Timothée would be like Stormy's stepdad.
I still don't think this is gonna last. I actually think that this makes me think less of him.
Yeah.
So I don't like it. I'm just kind of like, do better.
Well, I don't think they were that under the radar.
Like what?
Kylie sucks. I don't like Kylie.
He's just
personally.
She likes an edgy girl. We've discussed this.
Is she edgy? She's just like rich.
No, I think she's pretty edgy.
What's edgy
based
about
on
her?
What? That she,
that she
King
has a private
Kylie.
Plane.
Yeah.
That she has two kids.
That's not
that
edgy.
Makes her edgy.
Her parents made her very rich.
I don't mean she's edgy. Like she's an edgy option choice for him.
Because she has a look that is a little more edgy than.
Because
she's more like
she's
a controversial
Hollywood.
Choice for him.
Yeah,
not an. I don't know if I'd call her edgy.
Edgy, controversial.
She has like interesting nails.
None of us know Kylie. That's the other thing. Like, I think we know Kylie less than we know like anyone because she doesn't like put out any sort of artistic output. And her show that she's on is so produced and she barely says anything on it anyway. Like we never hear Kylie. Kylie doesn't give like any. We don't really know her at all.
I like it. I like them too.
I like that we don't know her. But they were not under the radar. They were like kissing the whole time. And then there
them.
Was that whole thing with Selena, which was really more Selena.
Selena.
I saw a meme that Kylie looks like Cillian Murphy, and now I'm never going to be able to get that out of my head. So, yeah.
I see that.
Well, now you can.
What did you think of Selena's dress?
Didn't like. Did you like it?
Not a fan.
I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. I didn't think about it that much.
I did love that she gave no fucks. She was like so in her like confidence and she just seemed very happy.
She seems very happy in this relationship.
Yes. She posts him a lot now. I did see that they were courtside and he took his shoes off and he was barefoot and it was really grossing me out. yeah. And also, isn't he like friends with Justin Bieber? Because he's like this big producer.
I mean, I think they're all, everyone in that industry who's A-list and does really well probably knows each other or has worked together in some capacity, right? I imagine.
I think most times they like cross paths at some point. Maybe they don't like know each other well, but they know of each other at least. If we know of them, they know of each other.
Yeah, except for the Oppenheimer producer and Bruce Springsteen. He was like very into Bruce Springsteen. Oh, you guys didn't watch this.
I did see Bruce Springsteen for a minute, but that was it.
Yeah, he was there. I forget why. He did something.
Wow.
That's my recap.
Forget why
what, were
he
they,
did
they
something.
Got along or they didn't get along?
No, he, like, someone, I think it was the guy who was giving the speech for Oppenheimer, like, the and I think it was Oppenheimer, the director or something, he got up there and he was just like, I'm just so excited. Like, I'm just very, still very starstruck that Bruce Springsteen is here. I'm like obsessed with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that's so really cute. Funny. Yeah. I was thinking this is like my prime, the guest list at this Golden Globes had all my favorites. It had Meryl Streep. It had Bruce Springsteen. It had Taylor Swift. Like, it had my people.
You know what was embarrassing for Joe Coy was that, like, no one really laughed the whole night. The only time the people laughed, it felt like it was, like, tense. Like, no one was, like, really into it until the Will Ferrell, Kristen Wiig dance.
That was funny.
The presentation. That was the only time that anyone in the audience, they panned to anyone laughing at anything. They were, like, everyone was just, like, hysterically dying. It was so random because it was, like, kind of stupid.
I think they did it a few years ago. They did it a few years ago.
It felt like it broke the ice of people who were just, like, not feeling it, like, the whole thing.
Do they not, like, want to be there, maybe?
I honestly felt the same way that the energy shifted with that presentation. Apparently, that was, like, a callback to something they had done a few years ago, and that's maybe why people were into it. Like, that wasn't the first time that happened, like, where they danced weirdly to that music was not this show.
So maybe, I mean, it seemed like they knew what they were doing.
It was great. I would watch them do that more.
They were great at presenting. Kate Beckinsale also looked incredible. I don't know why she's there. Is she still acting?
She's beautiful.
She is. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't even clock her, but apparently.
Jordana always clocks her.
I do. And I'm always like, and
we're changing the channel.
She gets up. She was presenting. I know. And then I was like, ugh. Disgusting.
She's so hideous.
Can we go back to Selena?
Yeah.
Okay. And like the whole moment where Selena, like the viral moment of the camera during a commercial break catching Selena like embracing Taylor, but like gossiping with her and Kaylee. Kelly. That's how you spell Kelly.
Kelly? Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, it's a stupid way to spell Kelly. I think Selena and Taylor are like united and bonded with their love for talking shit.
Oh, for sure.
So this was kind of like, it's queens. Funny. I saw it and I was like, this is petty, but I would be doing the exact same thing.
That was my exact reaction.
If it was us share, if we were like in their position, we would just do that, but we would be like loud. And then like, Aileen would be like, shh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't even tell you that was my exact reaction when I saw Selena go like,
uh-huh.
When she did the nod, I was like, I see myself. Like it's literally like I could just picture it. Like Jordana, you would be Taylor being like, and then
I'd be like wanting to know more.
You would be Kelly being like with Timothy. And and I would be the one coming over being like too loud and very obvious. And Aileen would be like,
add
our reputations.
But did you see Taylor like new to go behind, like cover her mouth?
Yeah, Taylor knows like, how to be
go
shady.
To Selena's ear. I just thought
Selena's a little worse at it. She's messier.
Honestly,
than Taylor,
I don't think she
obviously.
Wants to be good at it because 2 days later she comments on
that's what I'm
an
saying.
Instagram.
She's like
it's actually
messy.
We're talking about two friends that were hooking up. Like, just don't even say anything at that point. And then she took another fake social media break, which she does every time she puts her foot in her mouth in whatever way she
well before
has decided
she did
week.
That, before she took a break though. She like commented on what actually she actually said.
Yeah.
I
just said that she commented like, oh, we were just talking about our friends who hooked up.
Oh,
I didn't. Like, no, you didn't.
Her friends, no, Kylie weren't. And Timothy.
Yeah. Apparently she wanted a picture with them and Kylie said no.
With him because they had been in a movie together. But like,
does
why do you need a picture
publicist?
With him? Like, I'm sure she does.
Is her publicist
but she...
not like,
I think Selena knew what she was doing. She wanted to get, because it's not like her taking a picture with Timothy.
No, I'm saying about the comment, casual. Like on Instagram. Like if I were the publicist, I'd be like, just don't, it'll die. Like
Selena
no gonna...
does this all, she's done this like several times the past few months where she like says something really dumb in the comments and then takes a break, quote unquote. And then, you know.
Comes back
a minute later and like, does the same thing. Yeah, I think Selena and Taylor are united in their pettiness and their hatred of the Kardashians also. I think that's kind of like their, you know, their enemy. And
Maria, because of Kim.
And I think Selena just likes to like make drama. I think she can't help it.
Yeah.
I just find it hilarious that Taylor's publicist is named Tree Payne.
Like, I know.
Just like, I can't get over it every time I see it written.
Also, I know.
Also, TMZ followed Timothée and they asked him if he and Selena are cool. He responded, of course. And then later they asked if there was any beef between Selena and Kylie and Timothée replied, no. Later on, he confirmed they are all good.
Of course he's going to say that.
That's what I'm saying. Timothée clearly has a publicist.
Timothée has an acting career. That's the difference. I don't know. Kylie also doesn't make a lot
of
statements.
Selena has an acting career.
Yeah, but Kylie doesn't.
Kylie has nothing to say. What would her statement be?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you think about it, Starmie is like just like mommy, baby.
She's just realizing.
I like Kylie.
So they're saying that didn't happen, that they never took a picture with, she never asked
They never
take
did
picture
take a
them.
Picture. No, right. I don't think they're denying
what do you
it happened.
Think actually
I think he's
happened?
Denying their, I think that happened, but I think that he's denying that it happened because there's beef.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about him. I'm saying, like, what do you think actually happened?
Oh, the Jenners and Selena have, like, long-standing beef forever.
But I'm saying, do you think that actually the conversation would, she was saying that she tried to take a picture,
yes,
and Timothée said no?
Yeah, or why would Kylie she, no? Like, ask spun for a that photo? Out of, because Selena knows that if people see, like, it's not just going to be, oh, take a picture on my phone. There's going to be an actual photographer that from the press that takes a picture of them together. And then that becomes fodder for the agents and for the papers. Like, why is Selena taking a picture with Timothée? Like, it just creates.
I don't think so. I think more she took a picture with Kylie, maybe.
No. I think more because it's
knows.
Kylie's boyfriend. It's like,
yeah.
How does, and then it makes a question, how does Kylie feel about this? And it makes Kylie look less powerful than,
right,
if she had not forced her to not take the picture.
But in reality, if Kylie was actually there with Timothée, why would Selena go and ask? Like, isn't that embarrassing? But knowing that she's going to say no.
I feel like she'd have someone ask for her, maybe.
No. The premise was that they're friends. So, like, friends take pictures with each other at the Golden Globes. You know?
She was like, Timothée, let's get a picture.
Yes. Yeah, like, they've been in a movie together.
I would love to take a picture with you.
Yeah.
collection.
They know each other.
Pictures.
They know each other. So it was like, oh my God, like, let's take a pic, kind of.
And then Kylie said no.
I guess that's what Selena said. I think, I don't know. I'm not,
like,
again.
Timmy, come here.
I don't think they call him Timothée.
I could see Timothy. Because Kelly said with Timothy. So that's why.
So he goes by Timothy.
Maybe Kylie will change Stormy's name to Storm A.
Well, Chloe is Chloe.
Yeah, but no one calls her that.
She's Chloe.
She's Chloe. She has an accent, hey, goo. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Did anything else exciting happen at the Globes? Or after? In the aftermath?
Oppenheimer won a lot of awards.
Avi and I watched it right after, and we were both like, all right, what's happening?
It is.
I was like,
this is a good movie that is about a topic that I do am not that interested in, if I'm being totally honest.
That's just so long.
Avi's like, this doesn't have a plot. I was like, yeah, this is like man movie Oscar bait. Like, they're just trying to like make the scenes happen. And like maybe there's a little
man
nudity.
Movie.
Man movie Oscar bait. It's like quiet, dark, you know, serious topic from
history. I want to see the Killers of the Flower Moon movie.
Me too.
I saw it. It was also long. It was good. It was long, very long. Robert De Niro was like sort of Robert De Niro in every movie that he's in.
She made a good speech. She won best.
She was really
actress,
good.
Supporting actress. I didn't see the movie, so I don't know which.
Supporting.
And she's a lead actress.
Lily Gladstone.
Yeah, she was really good.
She had the most memorable speech of the night. Everyone else's speeches I thought were kind of boring.
Except for Kieran Culkin.
Just don't really like people loving Killers of the Flower Moon. Like, I get it. It was like, but if you have to watch it for me to discuss this with you, like, Robert De Niro, honestly, I thought he was better in Meet the Parents. To be like fully honest. He just like plays himself. Like, he just plays the same character in everything.
He does. So does.
And Leo was kind of the same as well.
He needs a rebrand. Leo needs a rebrand.
And the story was good because it was real. I thought that was the most interesting part of the fact that this movie was made. It was that it's a true story. Yeah. I really want to see The Holdovers. Because that was
I heard
a bunch.
That was that's really
on,
good.
That's on Peacock right now.
Oh, okay. Easy, fast. Did you see Paul Giamatti? In and out with.
Oh yeah. Oh, he won
Golden Globe. I heard really good things about it from a bunch of people. But did you see that picture of him sitting?
No.
In and out with his Golden Globe, like after in his tux, texting.
No, now I'm hungry. Okay, oh, yeah. You know what else I want to see? The Zone of Interest. Have you heard about this?
No, what's that?
Oh, you're gonna
Triangle
see
of
it.
Sadness.
It's like a Holocaust movie.
It's like a Holocaust movie, right. But yeah. From the perspective of like the people who like, I think it's from this perspective of like Germans who like aren't affected by the Holocaust and like
really
live
good
nearby.
Reviews.
And it's like a different, completely different perspective.
Oh, I gotta watch this right now. Is it available?
No,
you have to go.
No.
Fuck a Nazi that. Commandant tries to build a dream life for his family near the Auschwitz concentration camp. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's God.
Like, yeah, it's very bleak.
Holocaust
and sad.
Movies, but they glorify the Germans. That's what I'm hearing.
It's no, not a glory.
I don't
no.
think so. I think it's more like about how like anyone can like participate in
the banality of evil.
That. So I really want to see that. Let's watch it
and then review next week.
I'm looking at it on Wikipedia. This sounds.
Where can you watch it?
On the
movies. Theaters.
Oh, you have to go to the theaters? I'm not doing that. Okay.
Can they just fix that problem? Like, there's so many things I want to see, and I would pay for them right now if
they
were
available.
That's
why they let them out. They'll let them out in a few weeks, and you can pay $20 to see them.
I could pay $24 for it right now, though.
Oh, can you?
I would, is what I'm saying.
Did you guys see Past Lives with Greta Lee?
No, what's no. that?
It's like this Korean romance, well, Korean and English, like romance movie, and like it's like a will they won't they, but it's like really like low vibration, but it like is I really liked it. I can't talk to you about it because nobody's seen it, but I also obsessed with Greta Lee, so
okay, that sounds like a great
that's pitch. Available to rent.
Okay, fine. What was the name?
Past Lives
and Poor Things. That's confusing to Past be in the lives, same Oscar year.
Poor Things, Holdovers, I want to see, and Anatomy of a Fall and Zone of Interest.
The Holdovers, I don't think you're going to like that much.
Okay,
it was fine.
I'm not that motivated to see it. Paul Giamatti is sort of like Paul Giamatti also.
Yeah, he's very in his Paul Giamatti-ness.
Like Chuck Rhodes.
Yeah, it is, Holly says, very Dead Poets Society vibes. Not even like as, I would say, less iconic feeling than that. It was fine. It's just like about a boarding school kid who's like left behind during a boarding school. I was kind of like cheesy-ish. I don't know. I thought some part. I don't know. It was fine.
I looked a little cheesy. Did you guys see Jeremy Allen White's on the red carpet?
No, but I saw his Calvin Klein campaign.
Okay, yes. I was going to say, look him up on the red carpet and then like look him up or watch his Calvin Klein thing. Like two different people. Like his Calvin Klein thing made him look so sexy. And then like you see him on the red carpet and you're like Sarah Levine, Gene Wilder.
I see what you mean.
That's Sarah Levine's joke, right? Like that was her viral thing where she claimed he was Gene Wilder and like you can't unsee it. Was that hers?
I think it was her. I thought you were saying he looks like a combination of them, but I was like,
he doesn't look like Sarah Levine. He looks exactly like Gene Wilder.
He does.
Like, he would have been a great Willy Wonka.
I see Gene Wilder would have looked like if we
totally,
knew him
then. Totally.
He doesn't really do it for me.
But but in Calvin Klein campaign, was he not so attractive?
Yeah, he is really hot. Yeah, that campaign.
It was a good photo shoot.
Exactly. But then like you see him here and you're just like, no, where'd that guy go?
Well, he's just not really like, you know, he's not really showing off his best assets on the red carpet, which was the focus of the campaign.
Which, yeah, his
like I didn't really clock his face in the campaign now that you're saying it. Like,
there were a lot of close-ups of his face. And
like,
his
that's
penis.
Not what I remember.
Sammy, what do you think of the rumor that Martin Short and Meryl Streep are dating?
I'm so obsessed with it. I am.
Really?
Yeah. Like I wrote it to bring up if it wasn't going to be on the outline. Only because I think I've heard only good things about Martin Short. Correct me if I'm wrong. Please DM me. And then I will go on a crusade against him. But, you know, yeah, I'm kidding.
Opinion will turn as quick as you have the evidence.
As long as he doesn't hurt Meryl. I love it because, honestly, I saw a pic of them and they had great chemistry in the picture. Like, you know, and I can just, like, tell. They seem like a great late-in-life match.
Well,
they both have a great, like, legend status and good vibes. And, like, I see it.
Apparently it's not happening though because on Tuesday a rep for him
you certainly set her up there.
confirmed to people that the pair are just very good friends. Nothing.
I could
more.
Not
okay,
see it.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that they're not. Just very good friends.
It.
They just don't want to be shipped.
I just can't see it.
Why
I don't
can't
see,
you see
it either.
It?
I don't feel like Martin Short has any sex appeal.
I think two people his age he has sex appeal. Like
no.
people who know him, I think.
I don't think he's ever had sex appeal, like even as a younger.
I think his shtick is very unsexy.
Yeah.
But I don't think Meryl Streep is like in it for Jeremy Allen White. Like, you know.
I don't think his shtick is
she's trying real to find life. A man who makes her laugh. You know, just a guy who makes her laugh.
I guess.
And they've
over
been
the sculptors.
They've been friends a long time. That's also key. I think they're secretly hooking up. I don't believe it just because some publisher squashed
no.
it.
I think Meryl should date Pete Davidson.
I agree. Okay, he's the only person I prefer her to date than Martin Short.
They would kill it in the
tabloids.
They just
need to be seen together at like lunch and that would be enough. Like they don't need to
I don't think Meryl needs that.
Lunch?
No, she doesn't need that in the tabloids.
That would
like,
be so
for her
funny.
Career.
Oh my
like,
God.
She does
it's
not
giving,
need that.
It's giving youth. If she wants to get those younger roles again, like she could have them.
Oh my
them.
God. Her and Pete. They mentioned them making out at the Golden Globes.
I just want to see them together.
They need to recreate Timothée and Kylie together.
I mean, should we cast them to play Timothée and Kyle at a fake Golden Globe sketch like we are for the Salt Lake City ladies this coming Thursday?
It's a great segue, Sammy. Everybody knows we do Betches Night Out. That is our monthly, almost every month, comedy show where we have female comedians do great, great, great sets. But this month, we are reenacting the Salt Lake City finale. We have Andrea Lopez. Everybody knows who she is. She's playing Monica. Sammy is playing Angie. Dylan, who's Dylan playing?
Meredith Marks.
Yes, we have Nicole Pellegrino. She's playing Whitney. And then we have two surprise guests playing Heather and Lisa. And if you guys, I will tell you that, do you guys agree with me? When you go and you see the people who are playing Heather and Lisa, you will be like talking about it for a month. So, right? Am I hyping it up too much, yes, or is it just about the same?
I think so.
Maybe not a month.
I'm hyping
maybe
up too much.
Like, at least
the next day.
Two and a half days.
Next 3 days.
Yeah. You'll be talking about it for 3 days after.
Definitely breakfast the next morning.
Definitely. 100%. You'll be
texting. Get your tickets. It's next Thursday, the 18th. You go to betches.co/BNO. Betches.co/BNO. Get tickets. They're going
and
fast.
And buy them now because I'm refreshing now the thing because I'm now in it. So it's personal.
is your whole self-esteem based on how many tickets are bought? That was me for the UUP shows.
It's actually not because of like me in this situation. It's because I am so gung-ho on this idea and I want it to be so fucking amazing. So it's really more the idea than the role that I'm really focused on. But here's the thing. I think that it's going to be so fucking funny. And here's a hint. The people who are playing them.
Sammy, you should stay in character until then to make sure that you're actually in the zone like Robert Downey Jr.
What's his name? Jeremy Strong does it.
So does Robert Downey Jr.
He's a method actor? Brody? Is Robert Downey Jr. a Mitchell?
Okay. I think so. Or maybe he was playing, pretending to be a method actor in Tropic Thunder. I don't know.
That's what happened because I don't think he's a method actor, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think you should stay in character until next week.
We'll think about it. But I think that here's a hint for who's going to be playing Heather and Lisa. And the hint is that they are people who have come up on this podcast independently of like being guests on this on our Betches Night Out. So they're like they're real legit guests.
And they're not comedians.
They're not comedians. And it's going to be like, okay, Meryl Streep was my number one pick.
It's not
for
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep was my number one pick for Heather's role. This person is my number two.
Wow. Who does number two work for?
So anyway, everybody go buy tickets. They are on their way out. It's betches.co/BNO. It's in the city of New York. And it's going to be great. I'm excited.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic Brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Speaking of casting, should we talk about who's been announced for White Lotus Season 3? Who's been your favorite person that's been announced for White Lotus?
Probably Parker Posey.
Ooh. And
because, well, first of all, I constantly mix up her name with Piper Perabo, which is annoying.
Those are so
but
far
she
from...
plays the one but the names with the P's.
Yeah,
she plays the in You've Got Mail.
Yeah,
she's like in the elevator, she's like,
yes,
when I get out of here I'm getting my eyes lasered. Yes. I think she's, yes, I mean, just that scene alone could have been her audition tape.
So good.
I'm really excited for that.
I hope she just revives that. This is what that character's been up to, and she's now checking into the White Lotus.
Exactly.
After her like three divorces.
Yeah, and then Natasha Rothwell, from who played Belinda in the first season, is going to come back. So, ooh, I'm actually very, yes, excited for that because I love a recurring character.
Carrie Coon. I like Carrie Coon.
She's very excited.
I've been watching Gilded Age.
Same. I couldn't force myself.
Season 2 is better than season 1, actually.
I couldn't force myself to watch it. I was like, ugh, I don't care about this drama. And then like I finally got into it and I was like, I could not stop watching.
Same. I think with both seasons or just season 2?
Two.
Season 2 was like, I don't know why, but I was very invested.
Yes, same.
I'm going to give it another shot then.
It was also Miranda was hilarious.
I know. It's kind of a similar character to like her other character.
Yeah. The end was great though.
Yeah.
Ending was great.
It's a great show. It's like, it's a little, I think it's on the wrong network. I don't really understand why it's on HBO.
It's not HBO.
It's not very HBO. It's very like BBC. Like,
no, it's with HBO. Like they have shows like that, like Sam Adams.
Whatever, PBS.
Yeah. It's because it's made by the Downton Abbey people.
It's too clean for HBO. It's like, it's not like fucked up enough, yeah, in any way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited for HBO's slate of shows coming out.
It should be on Hulu, the Hufflepuff of streaming services.
It does feel like a Hulu show.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe Amazon.
I'm into it on HBO.
It doesn't make sense on HBO.
It doesn't make any sense, but I'm into it on HBO because I love it. But I'm excited for the Kate Winslet show coming out on HBO.
What's the regime? I haven't even seen this. When does it come out?
Oh my God.
I think it's like in a few months. The regime.
I'm also excited for True Detective with Jodie Foster coming.
Oh yeah. Who's a sponsor of our podcast.
Oh, great. We love that. We love True Detective. We love HBO. I mean, there's no secret. We love, yeah, HBO.
I'm so excited for that.
Jordana, the I've regime is about reviews. Kate Winslet playing an authoritarian dictator.
Like, how good does that sound?
Okay.
It's like, if you want to do recap bonus episodes, I do. Anyone can do them with me.
I would need to see. I have to see what the first episode is first.
Like. I think fair enough. That's also what I do too. But I just want to, like, you know, get it on the radar first. That I'm looking to do a podcast.
What was that last show that Kate Winslet was in that I was obsessed with, where she was a detective in Philly?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Eastbound and Down. Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was great on that. I haven't seen enough Kate Winslet lately. Glad she's coming back.
Every time she graces my screen, I am just bowing down. I'm obsessed with her. So I'm really pumped for that.
Obsessed. She was really my number two for Heather Gay, but like, you know, Heather Merrill. It's tough out there.
Do you think they know that they're in competition to be your number two?
No.
I'd also say that the person who is actually playing Heather is not like an A-list actor.
Right. Also going to be, also
just to
I think
reduce
will be
your expectations.
I think I was obviously kidding about that.
You don't like the person who's playing her and Meryl Streep often go up against each other for roles?
Honestly, they're better than than having Meryl Streep, honestly.
And if you want to be in on these inside joke giggles, you are going to need to come to the Betches Night Out show next week.
Betches.co/BNO. I haven't been this excited about like a work event in a long time. Just saying.
That's rude. It's okay.
What? Is it rude?
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I'm okay.
Is there? Oh, you're because are you up? Oh,
no.
One more funny HBO plug. Not that they're sponsoring anything, but it's the 25th anniversary of The Sopranos, guys.
I know.
Watch it again. I want to watch it again. Mike is like, it's too soon.
From when did you watch
it? From the last time we watched it while we were dating, which we've got, you know, so.
It's never too soon. I mean, watch it every year.
It's too soon for you. You watch Succession every morning. Like it's like a
like meditating. instead of the news, I watch Succession.
You do. Every time I'm on a flight with you, I look over and you're watching Succession. It doesn't matter.
Succession's a great plane choice. I'll give it that.
It is. No, the thing that I watch every morning is Bluey. Literally.
Aileen, your Bluey is Succession.
Literally. It's really good,
like,
Bluey.
If you were like, you're an adult, but if you were like a baby, they would put Succession and like give you a pacifier, put Succession on and you'd be like, good.
Give me my milk and
and The Sopranos too. Yeah. It's very appropriate for children.
Do you remember like the show that was that show for you? Like the show that your parents could just like put on and give you like a bowl of macaroni and cheese and like fuck off.
Nickelodeon. Everything on Nickelodeon.
My parents put on Jungle Book for me. Like that. I was obsessed with Jungle Book.
I like the Lion King, but I think I preferred the princesses more than the animals. Like something about the animals being able to talk. I couldn't get past the fact that that was like not possible. But the princesses were obviously.
Oh yeah.
I would pretend to be a lion. I would go on all fours and like trot around my house.
I see that for you.
Can you reenact that? At Betches Night Out.
Maybe the next one.
See, I found all the princess movies scarier. Like
they usually were.
Sleeping Beauty. Oh my god, I couldn't get past the scene where she's going up the staircase. I also was so scared of Beauty and the Beast when like the dad gets lost in the forest.
Oh, that was too much.
Fear.
Sleeping Beauty was my favorite, actually.
It was so haunting.
I think I liked that about it.
Well,
you know, but and then she got to sleep.
Do you introduce Mila to the classics, or she only watched the new shit?
Like classic Sopranos episodes?
No, like the classic
like
Disney
Aladdin
movies from like when we were kids, or is she only watching the modern stuff?
She's not really watching many Disney movies. We watched a couple, like Frozen. She was watching some, but then she got over it real quick. She liked Moana for a while.
Next time, bring Mila on. We want to hear about what she's watching.
Okay. Yeah. She's watching Bluey over and over again. Until I hear the song in my head. And then Rusty bought her books, Bluey books. So they're just books of the episodes. So I'm reading Bluey books to her before bed. So, I mean, it's better because then I could be like, let's turn the TV off. And she's like, okay, can we read Bluey books? I'm like, yeah, sure. So it's like a better...
She'll move on to the next one. Then you have Blippi. She'll graduate to Blippi.
She was obsessed with Miss Rachel before.
Oh, okay. Blippi's for... I thought Blippi was for, like, older.
I'm not into Blippi.
Oh, you're not into Blippi? Someone is into Blippi. I don't remember who it is. Didn't they go on Betches Moms Blippi?
All right. This is the wrong audience.
Yeah,
this is
good. Maybe we're going to give Blippi a shot.
I don't care about this at all.
Yeah, okay. Let's end.
Okay. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
You can follow me at Aileen.
And me at Sammy. Please rate, review, and subscribe. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast. And hopefully at Betches Night Out. Betches.co/BNO. Bye.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow at Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.